This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
You've probably heard that three Sydney archbishops have written to Prime Minister Scott Morrison questioning the ethics of the coronavirus vaccine being developed for AstraZeneca at Oxford University. They're concerned that the vaccine uses research cells from a baby that was aborted. Does this mean that the vaccine is ethically dubious? Do we need to think twice about having it? Dr. Megan Best is a medical doctor and a senior lecturer at the Institute for Ethics and Society at the University of Notre Dame, Australia. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Best.
Good morning.
When people say that the vaccine has been developed using cell lines from aborted fetuses, what does that actually mean?
What it's referring to is what's called a cell line. So cells were taken from the baby that was aborted in the 1960s, and ever since then those cells have been growing and replacing each other, and this is a commercially available product which laboratories can buy and use it as a type of a little factory to grow the viruses, which will then be deactivated and genetically modified and injected into people to vaccinate them against coronavirus.
So are the cells from the baby in the vaccine that goes into you?
No. In fact, the cells in the cell line are no longer the cells that were actually in the baby because they've been replacing themselves since the 1960s. But it's not the fetal cells that are in the vaccine, it's the virus that's been deactivated that's in the vaccine.
Okay, so is this whole way of growing the viruses, is that a common practice in vaccine production?
It's very common. It's not the only way you can make a vaccine. And in fact, other coronavirus vaccines, apart from the Oxford one, use alternative methods, but it's quite common.
Okay. So do you think then that these vaccines are ethically compromised, or do you have confidence in the medical standards of the research, for example, at Oxford University?
First of all, there is no doubt that it is ethically correct to participate in vaccination programs to improve the health of the community overall. We don't get vaccinated for our own protection so much as to contribute to the good of the community. It's a way of loving your neighbour. We also need to think about the fact that by using the vaccine, we have no role in promoting abortion, the abortion that occurred in the 1960s. We have no role in deciding to use that tissue for research purposes. And there is a distance that we have from that act, which reduces our obligation to distance ourselves.
So do you mean because it happened a long time ago, we're now quite distant from that original act?
Yeah, we're distant. In ethical terms, you can say, yes, we have less responsibility for that act because it happened a long time ago. The key thing will be to make sure it doesn't happen into the future. So I believe we've got two factors going on here. Firstly, we have an obligation to get vaccinated to protect our neighbours from coronavirus infection. And if there is an ethical virus vaccine available, we should choose that. But in the absence of an alternative to one developed from fetal cells, we should still get vaccinated and realise that we are not cooperating with evil because the event which led to this cell line occurred so long ago and we really had no role in making it happen.
Okay. And do you think there's anything else, you know, that we need to consider, you know, when we're personally deciding whether or not we will get a coronavirus vaccine if one becomes available?
I think we need to realise that it will only work if the majority of the community is vaccinated. And so we have to weigh up the ethical issue of being a good member of society, contributing to the common good, and weighing up our role in seeming to condone abortion by accepting a vaccine which was developed from fetal cells from an abortion. I believe that it is so long ago that abortion occurred that that is a less of an ethical concern than refusing to cooperate with a federal vaccination program.
Mm. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts, Dr. Megan Best.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah, it is a tricky one, but thanks for laying it out. At least we've got the facts now that we can sort of at least be making sure that we're dealing with correct information. So thank you so much for filling us in.
Can I just say also that there are some vaccines against coronavirus being developed that don't involve fetal cell lines. and we need to continue to encourage our government to make them available should they prove to be effective.
Mm. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That's Dr. Megan Best. She's a medical doctor. She's a senior lecturer at the Institute for Ethics and Society at the University of Notre Dame, Australia. We've been discussing the medical ethics of the coronavirus vaccine.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.